At GoDaddy.com, we believe you can do amazing things on the internet. Start with a domain name, then build yourself a website or have GoDaddy build one for you. From hosting and online shopping carts to SSL certificates, GoDaddy has the tools you need at prices to fit any budget. Get your .com for $5.49 when you use the code LAP1 at checkout. GoDaddy.com. Domains, websites, and everything in between.
Hi, Simon.
Hi, Ben.
Whoa! Oh!
What have you done?
I don't know. How are you finding Leicester, man?
It's really, really not as good as you made it out to be.
Is it not accommodating for you?
No.
You don't feel loved here?
I do by you, but no one else.
Oh, well, there's no love from me. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
If I came on like that. Oh, so, man.
Start the music.
Jesus. So, you're in Leicester.
I'm in Leicester. You're in Leicester.
This is madness. What are you doing?
We're holding hands.
Oh, no, we're not. There's no holding of hands here.
only nipples.
What?
How did what is not putting the bagpipes on?
No, because this is what it sounds like where you're from.
Yeah, this is me. That's my home.
Is it not a bit of a culture shock to come here and it's literally like this?
Wub, wub. Wicked, wicked.
Jungle is massive. Oh. Wicked. Let's stop. Jungle is massive. Wicked. No? Is this not?
I'm speechless.
This is you at home. Just going to the shops.
Just walking down the shops.
A million bagpipes, man. Uh-huh. Just going for it. You come here.
Allergy.
Yeah. All right. No?
I don't know what you expect of me.
I want you to talk to me.
I'm Okay, so we have some cultural differences, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the boy races and stuff.
We haven't seen any. We saw a family of people on scooters.
Yeah, we did.
One being followed by an adult. We can only assume it's either their father or their paedophile.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're pimpophile.
A pimpophile.
I believe is what children have. There was a family of kids on scooters, and then the dad was following behind on a scooter. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And these are the micro scooters.
Incredible.
This is what they were playing as they went past. They had hydraulics on their scooters. Yeah. It was incredible. Incredible. And we've snuck into the Demon FM studios in Leicester.
Yeah.
And we really shouldn't have done. Should we prove that we're in the Demon FM studios?
Yeah, go ahead, prove it.
Oh, well, I would if I had the right fader up, it would be. Demon FM. Jesus.
So loud.
Jesus.
This is radio on your terms. This is Demon FM.
That's right, 107.5, Demon FM in Leicester. Good God, we've snuck into the studios and we're stealing their desk and equipment and their electricity and we're spilling drinks on their keyboards and stuff.
Yeah.
We've been here for about an hour and a half and we haven't done anything yet.
No, we've just talked, went to vending machines.
Oh, this is so
weird. I'm looking at Ben and he has, as well as the most magnificent hair you can possibly imagine.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to paint the picture.
Okay.
So he's got a red hoodie on,
aye,
some black jeans, black shoes.
Yep.
Pretty normal. He's got a t-shirt,
yep,
which is branded for the game
Deus Ex.
But he has a cute little face.
That's me.
Uh-huh, that's him.
You can spot him.
He has the white hair.
Hey, ladies.
It's like, if you've ever played Final Fantasy, mm-hmm, Cloud.
Yeah.
The white hair, kind of blondie white.
Yeah, blondie
really
white.
Cool color.
Thanks, man.
The cherry on top is...
It's got a huge penis.
Well, no.
No.
That's this hostage on the bomb.
Jesus.
He's got these headphones, which we both have mm-hmm, on just now.
Yeah.
But he's super glued Paddington Bear's ears on.
No, they're not Paddington Bears. They wouldn't harm him. Paddington Bear. I'd harm Pudsey Bear.
This will call me your eye patch.
The crippled bear who campaigns for children in need. I would happily decapitate him and steal his ears, which I have done. I bought a pair of Pudsey, you know, the hair.
Oh, that's actually
things.
What I meant. I meant
and,
Pudsey,
Yeah, I'm going to rub them on the mic. Can you direct me here? I can't.
Okay, just...
Oh, there you go. Oh. Am I doing it?
Yeah, that's the ear touching. That's his hair. That's the headphone.
Oh, get that. Get that in your mouth.
It's like watching a retard try and suck a dick.
What? Jesus. Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking dark, man. Mm-hmm. It's been nothing but innuendo since you arrived here.
Yeah.
Innuendo, he's just a sex-crazed maniac.
Not really.
Good God. And also, because we're actually using a desk and stuff, we have all our jingles and everything.
Everything live.
Everything on the system. So we're attempting to do a quote-unquote live show. So no editing at all. Obviously, you can't listen live, and we're not broadcasting over the radio waves in Leicester. But, you know, we have the playout system here, so we can play all our stuff. And we can play. We've got a new feature coming for you a bit later, but I think it's time we start the show.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's kick on and go to work.
Are you ready to have your mind
exploded? This is PlayStation Radio UK.
...107.5 Demon FM. This is PlayStation Radio UK.
The number one alternative to Homo Lab.
Yeah, number one alternative to Homo Lab. It's Sunday the 26th of February at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. We're broadcasting live-ish from Leicester. I'm here. I'm Ben. Simon is here too.
I'm here.
This is the first time we've ever done a podcast together.
Let's do the first ever audio high five.
Yeah, over okay. Can we push the mics together?
Okay,
so we can
push the mics together.
This. Hang on. Okay, wait, I'll fade this down. Okay, ready?
Okay, right. 3, 2, 1...
Yes! I'm fairly confident in saying that was a total success.
The show has now started officially.
Oh my God, it's been... Oh, by the way, we're coming up for our 3-year anniversary in April. Oh, how crazy
is that?
What
did he
get me? Well, nothing yet. It's not April yet, buddy. Still in February at the moment. But good news is it's only a couple of weeks until Mass Effect 3.
And, big news.
Yes.
My buddy Ben has managed to pin down an interview with Morden.
Oh, yeah!
The voice actor of Morden.
I'm the buddy Ben, by the way. Yeah, so...
The doctor from Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, Morden, the Salarian man.
Yeah.
We're going to be speaking with him hopefully in the next couple of weeks. We need to iron that out. We spoke with Richard McGonagall.
Victor Sullivan,
last week, and that interview will be with you on Wednesday. He's such a cool man.
Yes, he's awesome. Oh, come on.
Sorry, I'm just burping up these chips you fed me earlier. We went to the pub and Simon bought me chips and stuff.
And I had the biggest burger of my life.
It's ridiculous. He had to dismantle it and cut it up to fit it in his wee mouth.
My wee mouth.
And then we left the pub seeking to come... Oh, what was the order of things? I met you at the train station.
Yes.
And then did we go to the museum or did we go to the pub?
Oh, we went to the museum first.
Yeah, we went to the Newark Museum of Leicester, which was... interesting.
Yeah.
It's free. There's a recommended donation of £2, but
I hate it when they give you a recommended donation.
We put in pennies because we're bastards.
I kept the pennies.
Did you?
Yeah.
I put in 30p.
I gave them some 5p coins and some 1p coins.
You're just scum, aren't you?
Well, that's
well, that's me. That's me, baby.
That's me.
Anyway, it's...
Week.
Oh, Jesus. It's home to the Britain's fattest ever man's chair, James Lambert, who managed to reach 52 stone and 11 pounds. That's over 350 kilograms. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is in pounds. Sorry, America.
Can we get a round of applause for the man?
Woo! You fat, son!
You fat bastard!
He was around in the late 1700s, yeah, early 1800s.
I would have thought, when I went in, Ben had told me about who he was. I thought he was going to be some guy that was still alive or had just recently died of a heart attack.
No, he's
because
been
I thought
Ben.
We lived in the fat... period of the UK.
Of history, yeah. Yeah. No, McDonald's apparently not.
Without McDonald's, how are you going to get that fat? What was he eating? Kids?
Well, people, for sure. He was friends with royalty because obviously that was the time when only...
rich people were fat.
Only rich people could be fat. And the museum proudly displays his chair that he used to sit on.
But a funny story. Mm. Ben had the awesome idea of, I wonder what this chair smells like.
You want to know, don't you?
So we both leaned forward really slowly at the exact same time. And just before we got to the couch, it's the width of a couch, but it's just a chair.
It's massive.
An alarm went off.
Yeah.
So it's got its own sniffing alarm.
We tried to sniff the chair and it was alarmed.
It was like a beep.
You know what? Nobody came. Nobody came rushing in like, oh, chair police, get away from the chair.
Don't throw the chair.
Nobody did that. Nobody did that. It was
silent alarm activated.
Yeah, it was literally, ooh, don't go near the chair. It's bad for you.
I think
you.
It's more for your own safety. Have you smelled his
buttocks?
2-century-old bum sweat from the fattest man alive.
God. Good God, can you imagine?
I used to know this guy in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd never leave it because, you know, he's in a wheelchair.
Well, yeah, you know. Finds it quite difficult to leave the wheelchair.
And he'd always fart. And one time he challenged us to smell.
Oh, no, that's rough.
It still stays with me. It's one of the worst smells of my life.
Why on earth would you put your face in that? Unbelievable. All for science, eh?
Yeah.
All for science. So you're in Leicester for one day in this afternoon. You're going in a few hours.
A day in the life of Ben Potter.
So we had to make the most of having you here. So we had to record an episode.
Yes, so that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, this is us recording an episode. So welcome along, listeners. Hope you're all well. Remember, PlayStation Radio UK is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. And you can use the code LAB1 at the checkout to get exclusive discounts on web domains, hosting, and all sorts of things. Like that very enthusiastic man told you at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should do that. Now, we've got the usual stuff coming up for you today. Simon's quiz, there's the news. We've got a one-time-only feature that only works because we're right here, called Game Pervs. And we're going to explain that in a bit. Do you want to do that first?
Game Pervs? Yeah.
Should we jump straight into Game Pervs?
Jump into the pervy goodness.
Oh, perv. That would be its slogan.
The catchy jingle.
If it had a slogan, that would be it.
I forgot the words.
Pervy perv. Perv.
Oh, hello. Didn't hear you come in. I'm esteemed voice actor Richard McGonagall. And what I find goes best with a glass of brandy, open fireplace, and my best smoking jacket and slippers is a good episode of PlayStation Radio UK. You know you want to be like me. So go on. Get listening.
Hey there. Have you ever wanted to see your favorite PlayStation women after dark? I know you want to. Head on over to PlayStationAfterDark.com to see all of your favorite people in one place. They're going to be doing some dirty ass shit.
There we go. That's the official intro for Game Pervs that we're running with at the moment. Should we play some of these beds that are on the Demon FM thing?
Yeah.
Let's go with the hot pitch bed. I quite like this one. Break it down, Simon. Yeah. Doing a really painful shit.
It's burning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump into Game Pervs.
This is Game Pervs.
Oh no, don't touch me there.
This is brought to you by PlayStationAfterDark.com. Oh no, don't touch me there.
Yes.
Game Pervs is a very simple prospect. I have selected four pieces of pervy music. We have four pairs of pervs. And one of us plays the perv and one of us plays the pervy. And we alternate. So I will play the first two pervs, and you will be perved on,
okay.
Simon.
I am about to be perved on.
And you will play the last two pervs.
I've got a boner already.
And I, boner.
Boner.
I've got a boner. Quite amused because there's a street called Bonner Street outside, and it's quite funny for me. And you will play the last two pervs. So, if you still don't understand, the first two pervs, all right, the first perv, I'm going to be the first perv, okay? And that the first perv...
You can't do this.
Shall I try again?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's just go back to basics here.
Let's go back to basics.
Hang on. We're going to do this properly.
This is radio on your terms. This is Demon FM.
No, we're not going to do that all again.
Let's not do that again.
So this is Game Pervs.
Brought to you by
PlayStationAfterDark.com. Ooh, don't touch me there. So the first perv I'm going to be is Talbot from Uncharted 3, who is sort of the understudy to Marlowe.
Yes.
And you are going to be Marlowe.
Okay.
Now, I have the first piece of music. I'm going to creep on you for 45 seconds.
Now, just to be clear, do we have to imitate their voices? Because I have no idea what Marlowe sounded like.
Just sound like the Queen. Do a Queen impression.
I am the Queen.
Yeah, that sounds good. So...
totally doesn't.
That's the first one. So we're going to jump into the first piece of perv music. 45 seconds on the clock. Do you have a clock?
What did you say then?
Can you get your phone out and put the stopwatch on?
I've turned it off.
Oh, wow. Well, you are serious, aren't you?
Yeah, you told me to mute it and I don't have a mute button anymore.
So you just shut it off. Good. Well, we can always count 45 seconds. Yeah?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. Right. You ready, Simon?
I'm ready. Waiting.
This is Perv 1, Talbot versus Marlowe.
I'm the Queen.
Oh. Hey.
Hiya.
Didn't see you there.
I saw you.
Love your big, boofy hair.
It's white.
It's a shame you're gonna die in fire. But we don't know that yet. Oh. Marlowe. I've wanted you ever since the first day I saw you.
I'm going to melt into some sand.
Oh, Marlowe. I like your clothes.
Please stop.
And the way you expertly trim that facial hair.
Please stop.
But Marlowe. Ooh, baby. I love you, baby.
What the hell?
This is not doing anything for you.
I'm kind of getting turned Marlowe. On.
No, you got to be Marlowe.
Oh, Marlowe. Ooh. Hi there.
My second nipples are cutting hard.
Oh, good God. Okay, well... I think we're going to call it quits on the first perv there. I think we can all agree that was a huge success.
It's difficult to play a woman.
Okay, well, you don't have to look at me.
I suppose it would have been easier
right.
if I didn't.
Best of luck. You're going to be playing another woman now.
Oh, for
this
fuck's
is perv,
sake.
Perv 2. I will be playing Commander Shepard.
Commander Shepard.
You'll be playing Miranda. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you do an Australian accent? don't offend people.
No.
No?
All I can do is... Todd Cooper from Game On Podcast.
That works. You can be a
Todd
male
Cooper.
Man. Okay, let's do this. Perv music number 2.
I'm not doing the Australian accent.
Go on. Got to wait until it starts properly, and then we can do this. Getting warmed up. Come on, limber up, Simon. Oh.
Put another shrimp on the jet streams.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
I've been watching you from my spaceship that you are also on.
This is against intergalactic space laws.
Come on, Miranda. You know you want to.
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
Miranda, don't cover up my face. You're my favorite bitch on the Citadel. And I need you. I want to be in you, Miranda.
I already have a tampon in me.
You're so creeped out right now.
You can tell by looking at me.
Is it weird that I'm maintaining eye contact throughout this?
That's the weirdest bit. That's why I covered your face.
Okay. Well, that's game perv 2.
Okay.
Now it's your turn.
Who am I?
You are playing Sully.
Okay.
And I will be Lara Croft. Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready? As erotic as you want. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm
Game Perv Music, number 3. This is all selected by me. You haven't heard this before.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey.
Do you like the way I hold my big gun?
I love it.
I've seen you climb.
Yeah.
You're good at climbing.
I know.
My son Nathan is as well.
You have a son?
I'm a dedicated father figure.
Why are you doing the same voice as me?
I was doing it first.
Yeah, you were.
Do you want your penis to be my cigar?
Jesus! Okay, just to confirm, Lara Croft is a woman, yeah?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we just move swiftly on to the next bit?
You have no idea how creeped out Ben looks at the moment.
A little bit terrified.
Okay, Demon Jesus, FM.
Never say these things. Never say these things to me again, please.
This is Demon FM.
Okay, perv music number 4. You will be playing Joe Capelli.
Joe Capelli. Okay.
And I will be playing your imaginary friend, John Capelli.
Yeah.
Who we can only assume is his brother.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Perv music number 4. Ready? Let's do this.
Hey, brother.
Hey,
I've seen you following me.
I know.
You had to do this music, didn't you?
I thought it would be appropriate.
The way you kill Chimera, it turns me on.
I'm always in your brain, son. I know what you think.
This club is really intense, considering the world is overrun by aliens.
This is my favorite song.
On the Citadel. Oh my god.
Come on, man.
I've always been into incest. Remember when Mom would bathe us together?
What's happening?
Okay, moving swiftly on.
Oh god. Ah. Oh, I think we can both agree that that is never coming back.
No.
As a feature.
Ever.
As far as things go, that's pretty terrifying, isn't it? That's just terrifying.
I think that if there was any new listeners, they're well and truly scared off by now.
Jesus, I think most existing listeners are pretty terrified.
Let's
right
jump
now.
To some normal game.
Yeah, should we do Game of the Week?
Yeah.
Yeah, should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to click one of these buttons now. Which one should I do? What do you think?
Why don't you go for... Oh, Jesus. Sully Stinger.
Sully Stinger, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Sully Stinger. Let's do it.
I'm Victor Goddamn Sullivan, and you're listening to PlayStation Radio UK.
Demon FM. Wow, loud.
Jeez.
Okay, Game of the Week.
Yeah.
Let's talk about... What are you doing? You're deafening me.
I'm just playing with all the buttons, man.
I'm playing with my buttons.
No, the game perv is over.
Okay, okay.
Game perv
okay.
is done.
I'm still kind of in the mindset.
That's the creepiest section. Last night, it seemed like such a good idea to me. I thought, you know, it'd be really funny.
But I think that once you're eye to eye with someone, seeing that kind of stuff is really...
Oh, it's horrible.
It's awkward.
It's just horrific. Not bringing back game pervs. Terrible, terrible idea. Anyway... Game of the Week.
Yeah, first of all, let's do Binary Domain. The demo came out on the PS Store.
Oh, have you played that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's Terminator mixed with iRobot.
Okay.
The robots look like they do in iRobot, the old ones.
Yeah.
Will Smith is notably absent, obviously.
Okay, well, yes.
Yeah. And also, it's mixed with Terminator in that they were made for personal helping and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And now they're baddies and you kill them. So it's a third-person game,
right?
You know, snap to cover, shoot with guns.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in the demo, you shoot them, you run up a building, you jump on top of a big robot, and you blow up. And it's really generic, and it's meant to be good. It's out now. I wouldn't buy it, though. I'd wait till it was cheap, and if it has any easy trophies, I'd rent it. And
well, what was the score it got on IGN again?
7.5 out of 10.
So that's good.
But what I played, it was just a bit... There's going to be better games out soon.
Yeah,
I saved your money.
I played that at Eurogamer and was not impressed at all. And Zippy played it at Tokyo Game Show and absolutely loved it. And I have no idea why.
Mm.
He thought it was amazing. So, Patrick, if you're listening, you suck.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, why aren't you here? Anyway. So, have you played anything else?
Yeah. I have been playing Payday the Heist with Ben.
Oh, yeah.
And a listener, Fraser Mac, who suggested I buy it.
Mm-hmm. Turn left up here, Fraser.
Pardon?
No.
What did you say?
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Just talking to Fraser.
Yeah, just turn left up ahead.
So tell me.
So, about the game.
Yeah.
Well, you play as some dicks with masks on. Not literally, that would be a completely different game.
Penises with masks on, it doesn't really mask it very well, you can still tell it's a penis.
Yeah, you can see the balls. Anyway, you play as some guys dressed up in suits, you walk into a bank in the first level,
yep.
You stick your mask on,
mm-hmm.
You basically rob the bank, get the money, jump into a garbage van and you get taken away and you win the mission. And it's lots of missions that you play in co-op.
Yeah.
And it's a first-person shooter. You play all the levels. There's different levels. You do different things. One of them is you're trying to find a guy who went off with your money in a van.
Yeah.
And when you find the van, you have to burn it so he gets out. I don't know why you don't just shoot in.
It's horrific. I mean, and then you got to drive him through town like some sort of cow.
Uh-huh.
And he's all melted. Well, that's the noise he's making. He's melted. Half his scalp's gone. It's horrendous.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
Anyway, so the AI, that your team AI, is really fucking awful. I mean, let's not beat around the bush.
Right.
So what if you're going to play that game, you need to have at least someone else with you. Because most of the things in the game are picking up money or unlocking doors or putting C4 in walls. The AI don't help. Mm-hmm. The only thing the AI does is shoot the enemy and revive you if you die.
Right.
So if you're by yourself, it's going to make it a four people's job for one person.
Mm.
So if you're going to get the game, make sure someone else has got it as well.
So they don't go ahead and complete objectives and stuff like that. They just sit there, kill people.
Yeah,
yeah, that kind of sucks.
It's got a platinum. It's a PSN game, so it's one of those with the platinum. But it's a really difficult platinum. I wouldn't recommend buying it for the trophies. But if you are looking for a co-op game, it's a pretty fun, solid first-person shooter.
Yeah, and if you get it, we can jump in there with you.
Yeah, just add us on PSN.
Yep. We haven't played much Mass Effect 3 since last week, but we did establish how the characters worked, didn't we?
So, when you've got the game, you get points, and you spend those points on two packs. One of them is the normal pack, the other one's a veteran pack.
Yeah.
And those will give you weapons, unlocks, medigel, all that kind of stuff.
Is it the best thing to equate it to is sort of like trading cards? Like Pokemon cards. You buy a pack of Pokemon cards and you get random cards in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be all sorts of random shit in there. Yeah. Sometimes you get item cards and stuff like that.
So if you take an alien species as a shiny card, have you ever collected Pokemon cards?
Mm-hmm. Shiny fossil Team Rocket card.
Yeah. Basically, it means when you buy one of these packs, you might unlock an alien.
It's all in-game currency that you spend on these packs.
So if you unlock an alien, all that'll do is change the way that your character looks. You won't have to re-level up your engineer class, say. So if you're an engineer and you unlock an alien for that class, you can immediately jump in and play as them as your level with all your stats.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that will change is some of your special abilities will change.
Yeah.
And I've noticed playing as... What's that alien that Garrus was in Mass Effect
2? Churian.
Yeah.
Churian.
Playing as one of them, you can't roll about like you can as a human.
Yeah.
So I think that some will have some physical limitations.
I saw someone, I was playing with someone who was playing as the, what's the alien, do you know what the species is that Thane is, the weird frog guy? Well, anyway, he was doing like cartwheels and backflips and stuff, it was crazy.
So the gameplay differences are basically how fast you can move.
Mm-hmm.
And
agility.
Yeah, agility. And some of the powers, so one alien might have overload and incinerate, whilst the others might have some kind of turret. And
yeah, and also you get bigger shield bonuses and stuff because the Krogan is much more powerful. And you know, your level 3 Churian almost shield was better than my level 13,
but the health was lower.
Yeah,
so there's a bit of differences, but really you're going to keep your level for all your classes when you unlock an alien, and that was our main concern last week, and we found out that it's not the case. You can keep your level.
It's good. It's good. Still brilliant. We need to play some of that again. We haven't done any recently. I've been playing a lot of Saints Row the Third this week.
Yeah.
An awful lot. Played it all the way through to completion.
Nice.
It's a crazy bonkers story. I think it more than earns its place to sit next to GTA as an alternative.
Yeah.
Or even as a game in its own right, because it started off as a GTA clone and it was very serious and just kind of crap. But now that it's taken a route where it's completely bonkers mad, it's actually very good fun, and it's something that GTA just isn't, and you can't get it anywhere else. The crazy moves when you're running down the street, and L2 is the awesome button. It's called, but it's also the sprint button. So if you're holding down L2 and you press R1 on a pedestrian, you'll run up to them and do some ridiculous attack on them. So sometimes you jump over their head and like DDT them into the floor, or you do a front flip over them and then turn around and like floor them with a punch, or it's just crazy. You do, basically loads of painful moves.
Loads of wacky vehicles like jets and all that kind of stuff.
And I didn't even know there were planes until I finished the game.
Really?
I knew there were... helicopters and stuff, but I didn't know there were any actual planes, because one of the cribs you can buy is an airfield, mm-hmm. and it's full of jets and planes and stuff. And I just went up to one, and the door opened. And I was like, oh
God,
this is awesome. And yeah, that's something else that's not in GTA 4 or anything like that. And I mean, Saints Row the Third is very much a very dense city, much the same as GTA 4 was. Mm-hmm. So literally. I mean, in Saints Row the Third, you always have a parachute on. You don't run out of parachutes. It's just on your back. So if you fall from high enough, it'll prompt you to open your parachute. So you can just dive out of your plane anywhere and just let it crash. It doesn't really matter. It's just loads of fun. I'm going through now trying to get the platinum. I'm a few trophies away, mm-hmm. but one of the trophies is an absolute bugger, which is one where you have to complete all of the challenges. And they're sort of challenges like...
Yeah.
Distance we lead and distance well, traveled and stuff like that.
A story I heard was someone that has got all the trophies apart from that one,
mm-hmm.
and they can't get that one unless they start a new game, because one of the challenges is to, I think it's like stick the finger up at so many gang members or something.
Yeah.
But where he is in the game, he's got rid of all the gangs.
Well, you can still do it to police, I think.
Does that count?
But there aren't many police wandering around, so it's going to take a long time, but yeah. I will. I'll get there eventually. It's taunting or complimenting gang members, but yeah. I think police do count, which is good.
One thing that I noticed by chance, I was on News for Gamers, and there's an article here which says Grand Theft Auto 5 producer says game will have less action and excitement, more insane minigames.
That's
so
good.
I don't know if that sounds like a minigame as in Cubed on GTA 4.
Or that was rubbish.
Yeah, or darts, because if they're going to take out explosions and excitement and stuff like that, then Saints Row could easily top them in terms of fun.
Yeah, it definitely could. I mean, in terms of fun, Saints Row the Third was far more enjoyable than GTA 4. But obviously, I think GTA 4 is a much better game. I think the vehicle handling in Saints Row is a bit dodgy. You do get used to it. But it's a bit bizarre at the best of times, and there's all sorts of stuff in there. So there's halfway through the campaign, some weird toxins fall from a crashed plane, and the entire island gets zombified.
Mm.
So you're fighting zombies and stuff. It's mad.
Yeah.
The campaign didn't take me long. It's about 10 hours long. So I'm told that's not as long as Saints Row the
Two. Yeah, that's long for a first person shooter. You know,
well,
single lane game, but for a sandbox, that's quite short.
It is quite short. There's loads of stuff to do, and I've easily spent over 25 hours in it now, just doing random stuff, trying to clean up these trophies. What was I going to say?
Tell me a story which adequately sums up the insanity of the game.
Okay, let me see.
Challenge accepted.
Well. I'm trying to think. Well, the whole game is just mad, but they're one of them. When you're fighting the Deckers, which is a gang that's sort of steampunk hackers type group, you have to fight him in a sort of like an alternate reality type place. So you're within the Matrix. You get avatared up. You have to sit in a special seat, and you get turned into an avatar, and you have to fight your way through like his firewall and stuff to go and beat him. And then there's a light cycle section, like from Tron, he keeps hacking in and changing what you look like. So you start off as sort of like a sex doll,
okay.
and then you turn into a toilet. So you're running around as a toilet with a gun. It's just mad. The whole game is just weird. And it's got online co-op and stuff, but unfortunately I'm playing a review copy that one of our good friends reviewed for us. And I do agree with his review on the whole that it is a very good game, but it is flawed in some ways. And one of the main points he raised was that it seemed like certain parts of the game were just missing for no reason. So there was sort of a cutscene that said, okay, let's do this mission, and then it just suddenly jumps ages forwards, and you feel like you missed something. So there's a bit where you're going to sort of like a pimp friend of yours, and he's trying to get you into a party, and he's going to auction you off as a sex slave. And he says, yeah, I'm going to auction you off as a sex slave. He's like, oh, I don't really know what I think about that. And then it fades to black, and then it's a loading screen. And then suddenly you're naked, and you're either drugged or drunk, but you're sort of stumbling around, and you're trying to shoot your way out of this house. and there's no explanation as to how you got there. And I don't know if they were going for a sort of hangover type effect.
Yeah.
But like, there's absolutely nothing. No explanation, no reason why you would be there. Mm-hmm. It was just weird. It felt like something was missing. But that's pretty much the only time in the game that happens. It's great, though. It's great. If you can get it for cheap, get it. And, you need the online pass to play co-op online, but you don't need to play co-op online. So if you find it pre-owned, it doesn't really matter, I suppose. But, good game.
You've sold me.
Yeah, well, you have it, don't you?
Yeah, I just don't have the online pass either.
Nah,
so,
well, give it a play.
Definitely.
I mean, I found a... I was playing as a woman, a Russian woman, because you can choose different voices. And I found that there's a bra shop, and there's a bra that's literally nipple tassels, but they are flesh-coloured. So normally, in Saints Row, you can run around naked, but it's all blurred. Mm-hmm. So you can run around and you're as good as topless with your boobs out. Seems a bit odd to me. I don't know why they wouldn't have cut that out.
Yeah.
But it's a bit explicit. But in terms of explicit content compared to GTA 4, it's far more that there are so many innuendos. It's ridiculous. Like, you have the huge dildo back called the Penetrator.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And there's loads of like saucy conversation and stuff, and it's all alluded to, but you never see anything. Whereas in GTA 4, it's like, you know, when you go, well, there's not much of that stuff. It's very much an adult's world, whereas Saints Row feels like an 11-year-old schoolboy's imagination of what an adult world is like. So everything is sex related, and it's mad. But it's good fun and definitely worth a play if you can find it.
So next up.
Mm.
What's it called? Gotham City Impostors.
Yes.
Yeah. Me and Ben were playing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game on PSN. I think we've talked about the demo before.
Yeah, I think you might have mentioned it last week. Yeah.
Basically, it's a first-person shooter, kind of similar to Team Fortress.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the gadgets that really change the gameplay. So you have a glider, which means when you go over a vent, you get shot up into the air and you can fly around. You have a grapple hook. Basically, you can swing around the map like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You have springs on your feet, which you can unlock, and you can bounce around, or if you're capturing a point in the map, as soon as it's done, you can bounce away and get out of the danger.
Yeah, the danger zone.
All kinds of stuff like that. There's even a smoke thing that makes you go invisible. There's roller skates, so when you've got them on, if you stop moving, you're still moving a little bit like you would if you had them on.
Mm.
And you can utilize these massive jumps that are so unrealistic. It's kind of like Saints Row in that it's so far-fetched.
Yeah.
And it's based in the universe of Batman, but Batman's dead, and so is the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's left these two people, these two teams. One of them is people who dress up like Batman.
Yeah.
One of those people that dress up like the Joker.
Yeah.
And they basically go around killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just
for fun.
Yeah. It's an online-only game, but it's really fun. It plays a lot like Call of Duty, but on steroids.
It's a bit mad. It's nice and cartoony and cutesy looking, and I kept jumping into acid vats and stuff just to see what would happen. I only played one game, and that was with you last night, but that was good fun.
Yeah,
it was a good fun game.
It's a really fun game. I'm really enjoying it.
I came second in the whole game.
My first game. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that. Looking at Ben's face, he's not.
Oh dear.
He's not impressed. They have kilts you can unlock, so Batman in a kilt.
Yeah, you can customize what you look like.
Uh-huh. They ease you into the game really well. So, at first, all you'll be able to change is your loadout, and then... You tired, Ben?
Yeah, I had to get up today, didn't I? I'd normally be getting up now.
At 4:30.
Yeah.
What was it saying? Anyway, and then later on you can unlock all kinds of things like your costume, your player card, and you look like you've just woken up.
I feel like I've just woken up. Giving me beef for being tired. I saw you yawn a minute ago.
Yeah, but you weren't brave enough to say anything.
I was just being respectful.
That's some dig.
So you dressed up your Batman.
In a kilt. And my Joker.
Really?
Yeah, I got them both in kilts.
Joe kilt.
Joe kilt and Joe Bat kilt.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Scott man.
Oh, no, that doesn't really work.
Alright, well, I tried.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, buddy. Okay, so you got any more games you want to talk about?
got any more games you want to talk about? No, thanks.
Do you have any more games you want to talk about?
No, thanks. Let's move on to Simon's Quiz.
Do you have Simon's Quiz questions? Yeah. Awesome. Let's do the first ever live playing of Simon's Quiz. Let's do this.
It's going to get messy.
Oh, hi there. Guess who pressed the wrong button?
I think this guy. Yeah, put on Simon's Quiz.
Let's
we're
try
going
this again.
Through some technical. Now it's time for Simon's Quiz, and it's going to be really shitty. Now it's time for Simon's Quiz, and it's going to be really shitty. He's going to ask some stupid questions that are going to be really, really crappy. I'm all let's get the fuck on with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I will click that in a minute. Yeah. Sorry. This is complicated. This is a complicated desk and maneuver to figure out.
Well, but let's jump into the questions.
Yeah.
So, our first question.
Is this some sort of prompt?
Yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
Our first question.
Oh.
It's intense.
A. Is it B? Is it C? Or is it
D?
D.
Well, I think I'd like to ask the audience, Chris.
Hello, Simon. Okay. Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Fuck off from that quiz. Okay, Simon's Quiz.
Yep.
And let's do the first question.
Yeah.
Which is, in Portal 2, Aperture Science started out as a company for what?
Oh. Was it not just for science? Is that not what it is?
Uh-uh.
No?
It's not on there. He's looking at my laptop.
National Potato Board winner. Award. What? I don't...
I told you it doesn't have it on.
Okay, you're going to have to put me out of my misery. What on earth was it for?
Well, if you're a listener and you think I'm wrong, you can email in at fishandchips@playstationradio.co.uk.
But you will be wrong.
Yeah. Shower curtains.
No.
Cave Johnson was a shower curtain salesman.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's why he set up Aperture?
No, I'm not saying, I didn't say why, I said how did it start? It was Aperture Shower curtains.
Okay. Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Jeez, wow. Well, look at that. Look at the knowledge being dropped right here.
Yeah, this is difficult because we don't have internet.
Man.
I can't search for my questions. Okay.
Questions.
Next question.
I'm ready.
You're ready for the next question. Well, in Star Wars Battlefront 2, describe Mace Windu's jumping attack.
What? You are having a laugh.
I'm not having a laugh.
You're having an absolute laugh. Well, he jumps.
Okay, that's a good start.
And there's a lightsaber involved.
Okay.
It's purple.
It is purple.
Then he's going to hit the floor really hard. And there might be a shockwave.
Damn it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The reason you'll know that if you played the game is because he was the one character in the multiplayer that had a powerful jumping attack.
Nice.
You'd have him on top of buildings and you'd wait for someone to go past and you'd just land on him.
So I won.
You won, yeah. Apart from you won one of them.
Ah, that's still, that's
50%. You got the most difficult one, yeah.
50%. Uh-huh. 40% is a pass, so.
Yeah.
I think that's flying results there.
Oh no, we're moving on.
Hey, I just found something on the system. Shut up. I just found something on the system called Cave Johnson Quotes. Shall I play it?
Yeah.
Welcome, gentlemen, to Aperture Science. Astronauts, war heroes, Olympians, you're here because we want the best. And you are it. So, who is ready to make some science?
I am.
Now, you already met one another on the limo ride over, so let me introduce myself. I'm Cave Johnson. I own the place. That eager voice you heard is the lovely Carolyn, my assistant. Rest assured, she has transferred your honorarium to the charitable organization of your choice. Isn't that right, Carolyn?
Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson.
She's the backbone of this facility. Pretty as a postcard, too. Sorry, fellas. She's married. To science.
Okay.
Did you make that?
No.
So that was just on the system?
That was on the system. Should we look what else? Because there's a video game show on Demon FM.
Oh, okay. Why don't you do that show?
I will be next year.
Awesome.
Yeah, check that shit out. Level up. Level up beds. Oh, there's level up beds! I want to know what these are. Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, well...
Sorry, everybody.
Well, Ben's fanning around.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're not good.
What the fuck is that?
I'm floating in space.
Ooh.
I'm starting up Windows now.
Please insert your card into the chip and pin device.
Let's start the news.
Time for the news?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Oh, I've got to... Hang on. I've got to just take my bearings of where everything is here. News bed. News. See, if this was going out live, wouldn't that be amazing? Is this our news bed? No, that's the Demon FM news bed. There's the new... Okay.
This is radio on your terms. This is Demon FM.
Your study's headlines. Borderlands 2 info is flooding from Gearbox headquarters. Star Wars Battlefront 3 might actually be in development. And Killzone 3 multiplayer will be releasing onto the PSN store for free. Howdy doody. Howdy doody. I'm Willie McPinch. Some more Borderlands 2 details have been released in all its cel-shaded glory. With all the info, it's Bobby Big Nuts.
Borderlands 2, the name. Pandora, the location. But that's old information. The new soggy, slimy and slipperily tasty information is that there will be two new characters thrown into the first-person frenzy who go by the names of Salvador the Gunzerker and Simon's Touching Himself and Maya the Siren. Salvador will be capable of dual-wielding any two weapons in the game for a short period of time and of increasing the fire rate of his... What are you doing? Of his weapons by holding the trigger down. Maya's abilities have not been released at this time, but it has been confirmed that she is not a phase walker. However, she does carry a book in her left hand, probably a religious book, but most likely one of the Twilight novels.
This week, people on the internet, a source noted for its accuracy, began to assume that the developer Spark Unlimited was making the next Star Wars Battlefront game. Bobby Big Testies tells us why.
Well, Willie, the details are so vague... Thank you. The details are so vague that people are really just speculating. Yes, that's what video game news has become. Speculation and rumours sprinkled with so little fact that we may as well be reading Heat magazine. But I will accommodate you with one fact that we do have. Basically, previous employers of the company have teased that it could be Star Wars Battlefront 3 on Twitter and LinkedIn. That's right. We'll have to wait a bit more for some real facts.
Now, an exclusive interview with someone from Sony Japan. So, it was announced that Killzone 3 multiplayer is coming to the store for free. Is this true?
Yes.
Will this be a standalone download?
Yes.
So... How are you sneaky business persons making money then?
The download will be featured at level cap, and players will have the option of paying $14.99 to unlock the full skill tree once they reach that cap. The single player campaign will not be included, and is not planned to be sold separately.
Back to you, Ellie. Back to you.
Demon FM.
Okay. Back to you, Willie. Back to you. Thanks, Willie. Okay, I'll see you soon, Willie. Don't forget to feed the dog, Willie. That was today's top stories. We now pass over to Simon Thornton and Ben Potter to discuss today's stories and details. I'm Willie McPinch, and until next time, pinch me, Ben, because you won't be able to later.
Oh, God.
Hideous.
That was terrible. You know what? We probably shouldn't do live shows ever again.
No, this is going to be the last.
It's the only time. Game pervs and live shows die here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
So let's go over the news again. We'll see what we thought of it. Ooh. First of all, Borderlands 2, some new details. Oh, I forgot to mention the release date is September 21st, I believe.
Fantastic, yeah. So there's a confirmed release date of Borderlands 2. Brand new trailer went up, showed us a load of stuff. Really cool trailer.
Dubstep.
Wub, wub, wub. That's why there was going to be dubstep under it, and then it all disappeared, and this stupid playout system's very confusing.
What do you do at uni if you don't know how to work this?
Well, I don't usually have like 15 jingles on the go at once. When I present, it's quite simple. You know?
Start, end.
Yeah, well, this stupid thing on the left here where you play out songs, because we've got a combination of the sound panel where it's just got random shit like this. You can't even hear that. Like this stuff we're playing now. Yeah. Okay. Stuff like that. And then on the other fader, there's the song bit, and I've had to distribute the jingles we use between the song bit and the panel. And so when you play bits from the song bit, things disappear, and then they go, and now they're not there anymore. And
painful. Anyway.
Borderlands 2.
Borderlands
Can't
2.
Can't wait.
It's gonna be good.
Gonna be freaking amazing, bro.
The only thing I don't like is that I heard that the Claptrap in that game is the last one left.
No.
No.
No, as in I'm like, no.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
As in, no.
No.
No, it's not.
Try again. Make it from the start.
What?
Okay. The next news item that was covered by those two failures, mm-hmm. Willie McPinch and Bobby Big Nuts,
yeah.
was that Battlefront 3 of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Could be in development.
Yeah, that's good. I love that.
Yeah,
love
Star Battlefront.
Battlefront
2. It was
awesome. Is that why you had that in Simon's quiz?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Try and face the mic when you're doing when you're talking. There you go. So you're talking to me, but you're talking into the mic at the same time.
Okay.
Because during the news, you'd present and go, and you'd look at me, and it would be really weird. And I was a bit creeped out.
Okay. Yeah, Battlefront 2 was that game where you could drive starships into enemy massive spaceships.
Yeah, and blow them up from the inside.
It was a bit like Battlefield 2142. They had big titans you could do that with. Anyway, Killzone 3 coming out on the PS Store. The multiplayer is going to be a standalone download. That is something I've said that Call of Duty should do for ages. So have you, with the zombie mode.
Yeah.
So they're going to be making their money from making you pay $15 to access the complete skill tree. So if you want all the weapons, if you want all the unlocks, then that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
You'd have to buy the DLC because it only comes with the standard maps.
Mm.
But it could be a move towards, you know, a lot of people said that the way to make money in games now is make a free game and you pay for the things inside it.
Book them and they will come.
Book them. Okay.
Yeah.
So like Team Fortress 2 has little hats you can buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how they make their money. That's a completely free game to get. So it looks like we might be moving towards that on the PS Store.
Yeah, which means I'll have to spend more money.
Yeah.
Or less money.
Also, it could be that the Killzone community is dying and this could be a way to get some new people into it.
There can't be that many people playing Killzone 3. There can't be. It wasn't a huge success, was it, commercially?
No, surprisingly, because the second game was.
Mm.
It was massive.
Yeah. Any other news stories?
I don't think so.
Willie? Is that all we got?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, that's all we got for our news, which means it's probably time to wrap up this piece of bottom.
And chuck it in the bin.
And serve it onto the intertubes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
White run in autumn. The burning of a blacksmith's forge.
This is you, this is.
The sawmill in Everstead. The salmon of Lake Illinalta. Stenchamata perfuminella, the new fragrance from the College of Winterhold. The perfect scent for those that smell like the arse end of a mammoth. But are looking for a wife or husband in the kingdom of Skyrim.
Not suitable for those allergic to vampire dust, troll fat, giant's toe, dwarven oil, or human flesh.
It's pretty dark, isn't it? Why did you make that?
What do you mean it's dark?
It's lovely. Okay. This has been PlayStation Radio UK episode 12? Show 12.
Yeah.
Show
12. If this is your first episode, we don't usually do things like this. Usually it's a lot more cleanly edited and nicely presented.
Simon
by
just showed up on my door. Yeah, we usually record over Skype. This week we're in a studio. Hopefully if you look at the album art, you'll be able to see that this is the studio that we're in. It's got mixers and faders and buttons and layout systems and knobs and dials, and it's very frightening. So this is probably the only time we're ever going to do this and ever will do this. So it's been a pleasure, Simon.
Yes.
Never done a show face-to-face before. It's always been about 100 miles apart from each other over the internet. Should I bother editing this?
It's up to you. I think that you could do that, taking out the failed bit of news. And
yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, if you missed the failed bit of news, gutted, because it's now been thrown in my recycling bin. Mm-hmm. So, nothing for you, eh? So, thank you, Simon.
You're welcome.
Make sure you email us fishandchips@playstationradio.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter @PSRadioUK. And visit our website that isn't there. Follow us on Facebook as well. Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Love you, Simon.
I love you too.
Love you. Bye!
You've been listening to the PlayStation Radio UK podcast. To find out more, go to www.playstationradio.co.uk and follow us on Twitter at PS Radio UK to keep right up to date.
Oh, mate, that was so arse.
Yeah, but I'm sad that you said it was the only time we're going to do it.
Well,
look at the tear. Look.
I see it, the one tattooed on your face from when you killed someone. Oh dear. It was a bit of a logistical nightmare though, right? Would you not agree?
Getting down here.
Well, that was difficult. But like this whole thing, and it's complicated and we were falling out. I think with practice,
yeah,
we could nail this.
I think that we could do it again one day if I'm ever down in Leicester.
I think we can both agree that Gaming Pervs is not coming back.
No.
Gaming Pervs. Do you want to hear Winky Winky Bum Bum Poo Poo Willy Willy?
Yeah.
Dance along, mate. Great. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This song's about me. That's nasty.
Oh dear. I think it's really time to go now.
Yeah.
I'm going to escort you back to Scotland. With my fist. What?